feet.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What do we have here? Osama bin Laden is kaput. And those were from the celebrations last night. That one was a group of tourists who had gathered in front of the White House to sing our national anthem. But there are similar celebrations reported at Ground Zero overnight, and in fact all over our country as people gather to celebrate the news that Osama bin Laden has been killed. And that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Pretty much that's it. We could turn the lights out and turn on the phones, I guess. 800-510-8255. Do you get goosebumps? The first time I heard it, get goosebumps. So what is all of this really about? Are we happy this guy is dead? Does it end a chapter in American history? Does it make President Obama a hero? We'll take your calls. I think that's what this hour is all about. 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen here, as usual. Normally on Monday mornings during this hour, we review the hits from the perspective of the Sunday morning programs. But the Sunday morning programs didn't know that all of this was going on, obviously. The announcement was made last night, and that's when it all got started. Let's listen to the president addressing the nation, kind of a rare Sunday evening occurrence.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
All right, so there it is, the enemy, public enemy number one. When you heard this, or maybe this is the first time you're hearing it, what did you think? What are you thinking? 800-510-8255. A lot of Facebook action on this, and I'll cover it as I can, cover all kinds of things as we may find that it's almost overwhelming. This guy has been, certainly since September 11th, has been vilified and has been the subject of all kinds of brunt force. And so the Twitter folks, I'm just looking at some of this stuff here. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougSteffen.com, how'd you hear that Osama bin Laden has been killed? That's a good question as well. How did you hear that Osama bin Laden is dead? A, Twitter, B, Facebook, C, online, D, from the television, E, radio, and any other way. And matter of fact, I wouldn't mind you sprinkling that into the conversation here as well. 800-510-8255. Here President Obama explains, in fact, how the operation was conducted.
Shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, al-Qaeda has slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
800-510-8255. Interesting, less than 24 hours after the announcement was made that our relationships with Pakistan were at an all-time low, now they'll be at what, an all-time high? I'm going to be cautiously critical only because it sounds like, and maybe this is what, it'll be interesting to watch how this affects the polls, but listening to the president talk about how this was, all of the process was put to bed last August, and the information and my team, and it was us, and so he'll take the credit. George Bush will be pilloried, and so will Clinton, I'm guessing. 800, well, Clinton booted it first when he could have gotten him, and instead of making it his priority, Bush kind of flubbed it as well. So does the president deserve the credit for this? 800-510-8255. He's taking it whether he deserves it or not. But I want to talk about the war on terror, Muslims in general, and the speculation as this thing sort of rolled out yesterday. The president of the United States has confirmed in an address to the nation that U.S. intelligence led American forces to find and kill Osama bin Laden. What do you think? 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Review, and it's 15 past the hour.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. Right now, you have the ability to earn $5 to $10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes and March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. We're talking about the death of Osama bin Laden. Brian Williams and Chuck Todd on NBC talked about the issue becoming a defining moment of Obama's presidency.
The President of the United States announcing that Osama bin Laden, the founder of Al-Qaeda, a man with thousands of Americans' blood on his hands, has been killed in an overseas raid at the hands of the United States military. They have been pursuing him. He has been on the run for just under a decade, and it has happened. Apparently, the proof in the form of his body is in hand. After a firefight, his body was taken by U.S. Special Forces. To our chief White House correspondent, Chuck Todd, we go. And Chuck, this is right up there, of course, with committing U.S. troops to battle overseas. As serious as the presidency gets, giving the order to take a life overseas.
Absolutely. And going into a foreign country and apparently not necessarily getting their permission before we went in. You could hear the president worded it so carefully on how and when Pakistan was informed, and the president reiterated, he said if he had ever got information that he could get bin Laden in Pakistan, he wouldn't hesitate to do it. It was something he had actually pledged during the campaign. An eight-month-long plan, as you heard the president detail it through, that started last August with a tip and went all the way through until he gave the order today. It is easily... A lot of things could still happen in this presidency, Brian, but you don't have to. It's pretty easy to state that this is probably will be the most significant, one of the most significant, if not the most significant accomplishment for the president in this term.
Have you had negative feelings about Osama? I'm sorry, about Barack Obama. I've turned that around more than once. Does this change your feelings about the president? 800-510-8255. This is actually the first plan or pledge that he actually made that came true. There's a lot of people will tell you that. So let's find out. More input from all kinds of sources. Talk radio time is 21 past the hour.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I'm John Tridden.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We'll get to your calls in a few minutes. I want to go through three or four more pieces of audio. President Bush has congratulated, the president because the current president is the one who's responsible. Listen to the headlines here this morning. Sources say Al-Qaeda head bin Laden dead. That's the Associated Press. Yahoo says inside the raid that killed bin Laden, the story of the kill. Obama made late-night statement. Crowds gathering in New York. It's interesting, the singing of God Bless America at Ground Zero going on now. You're seeing a lot of this, a lot of video chanting at Ground Zero. Actually, there was the Phillies game last night, Sunday night game, when it came about that the info was public, the chanting began at the Phillies game. So, and Facebook, William says, good. Tom says, about time. Terry says, I'm tickled pink. What about you? 800-510-8255 as you're following all of this. And when you talk to us, let us know how it was that you heard the news that Osama had been killed. I've been doing that ever since Obama ran for the presidency. I'm not the only one who's done that, for sure. Okay, let's see. The president, let's finish off listening to him talking about the war on terror.
The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I, as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done. Tonight, we give thanks to the countless intelligence and counterterrorism professionals who've worked tirelessly to achieve this outcome. The American people do not see their work nor know their names, but tonight they feel the satisfaction of their work and the result of their pursuit of justice. We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day. Finally, let me say to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11 that we have never forgotten your loss, nor wavered in our commitment to see that we do whatever it takes to prevent another attack on our shores. And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed on 9/11. I know that it has at times frayed, yet today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our country and the determination of the American people. The cause of securing our country is not complete, but tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. That is the story of our history. Whether it's the pursuit of prosperity for our people or the struggle for equality for all our citizens, our commitment to stand up for our values abroad, and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place. Let us remember that we can do these things not just because of wealth or power, but because of who we are. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Hey, question for you. Did you know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, if you didn't, I'd like to liberate you from that archaic notion. In fact, I'm here inside the body of a guy who's shopping for brand spanking new cars on AutoTrader.com. First stop, his heart. Wow, he's got really into black SUVs. They all have Wi-Fi, too. Man, I can smell that new car scent from here. Well, we know what his heart wants. Let's go up and see what his head's thinking. You see, on AutoTrader.com, you can now compare new cars and even special offers side by side. That way, your head and heart can both get what they want. Yeah, I knew it. Look at all the special offers he's got lined up. There, I think he might have a deal. Bingo! He's got himself a winner. And that, my friends, is what happens when you find the one new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates may feel
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number one today, this week, this month, maybe this year, will be the death of Osama bin Laden. Here's how the call went. Phone rings. George Bush answers it. Osama bin Laden says, George, I've got good news and bad news. The good news, what did I say, Osama again? Osama. I keep doing that. I have honestly done that for, it's not purposeful. It wasn't to be a wise guy. I have, just for whatever the reason, Osama and Obama have come out of my mouth sometimes at the same time. Anyway, so Barack Obama calls George Bush. George Bush answers the phone. Hello? Yes, Mr. President. This is Mr. President. Yes, George, good news and bad news. Good news is Osama bin Laden is dead. Bad news is you didn't get him. That's not what happened, but I'm just being a little bit facetious because a lot of you who just cannot forgive Osama, Barack Obama, and have this anger focused on him. What does this event do to your feelings? What does this signify to you? That's what the conversation is going to be about today, again, tomorrow, this week. What does it mean to you that Osama bin Laden is dead? How will this affect you and your life? How does it immediately affect you? How are you feeling today? And how did you hear about this? Do we get out of Afghanistan and Iraq right now? Or should we? What about Al-Qaeda? And you wonder about the cost of gasoline. Does it come down right away? What does the stock market do today and this week? What does this do about our feeling of malaise in America? The death of one man changes history. We found that with the death of any number of people. I can think of Hitler as an example of that, but the death of John Kennedy changed history. Think about some of the other people. Defining moments with the death of an important leader. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The story broke on Twitter, by the way, if you didn't hear that. Twitter, the first words about the death of bin Laden on Twitter. His body was taken by the American soldiers after they killed him. And I'm sure there has to be all kinds of video and pictorial record of this. And his body apparently was dropped at sea. So, no martyrdom, or is he? I guess it depends on whether you're a Muslim or not, or whether you're Al-Qaeda or not. I know a lot of Muslims, most thinking Muslims, hated bin Laden the same as everybody else did, because he was responsible for the death of lots of them as well. 800-510-8255. Let's take some calls. Jack in Palm Springs. What are your beliefs now that Osama bin Laden is dead, Jack?
I heard this on the radio, and I know that Benazir Bhutto said that he had been killed, and then she was murdered. Then I heard they disposed of the evidence at sea. I know that they were holding this card to pull a year from now to propel him into reelection. But because of the blowback around the world of Obama murdering three of Gaddafi's grandchildren and one of his sons while they slept in the presidential palace, and he joked at a dinner at the White House that I thought he was going to come on and apologize for that. But instead, he goes on with the cover operation, pulls the Trump ace of the deck that was supposed to be withheld for next year, and announces this, and I don't believe a word of it. It's staged. And
okay, so you say that bin Laden is still alive.
Whether he's alive, he was a CIA asset, he was working for the CIA all along. What I see is Obama's carrying on the big lie of Bush. We're in the 10th year of the Fourth Reich. What happened in New York was the Reichstag fire pulled by Bush and Cheney, who he's protecting. He's carrying on the big lie, and it's all to try to get himself reelected. And the whole thing is phony, 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 and he's a phony. And I wish I were the president, because instead of going on TV and talking about killing and murdering people, I would just pick my pen up and hand my note to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We're going to repatriate all American troops, not just from Afghanistan and Iraq, from every base around the world. We're going to become a republic again, and we're going to, and then I'm going to go to the UN and say that we're never going to use American forces in a hostile manner ever again. I'm going to use them to deliver food and medicine to people dying in Africa.
We got your point. All right, sir, we got the point. Thank you. 800-510-8255. You certainly know where he's coming from. You agree? Is this a big ruse? Sarah is in Coleman, Texas. You're up next on the countdown. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
Well, you kind of touched on the subject that I had. Why did they do away with his body so quickly? It seems like it's
because
just
that's
one more.
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you that this was the right thing to do, but it was apparently they felt that, and you got to ask the question. There'll be plenty of conversation about this today, but the feeling was that it was in concert with Muslim tradition. You know, the Middle Eastern religions, Judaism and the Muslim religion, both believe that the body is not to be interfered with, embalmed, if you will, and to be buried in whatever place its final resting place would be within 24 hours or before sundown of the next day. So that's why they did it. That's what they'll tell you was the reason for them doing it. Whether that, you know, maybe the last guy was right. Maybe this is a, you know as well as I do, the Obama haters are going to be like, you know, it's like last week and the week before and the month before. And so it just goes on. But I guess in my mind, I'm wondering, as I listened to him a half hour ago, as we went into this and listened to some of the things that he said in the speech last night, it was, I heard lots of I and me and us and we, i.e. My team, I ordered this and we, you know. So he's going to milk this for what it's worth, because his polling numbers have never been worse. And you would, too, if you were president.
Okay.
Right or not?
I don't know. I don't know. There's just been so much secrecy in this whole thing.
Yeah.
But
well, it had to be secret in a sense. You can understand why they'd have to keep it secret in order to not warn them that they were going to be there. But you see what this points out. And I'm going to underscore this because I said it before. You know, we can vilify Obama and you can talk about George Bush. If Bush had done the same thing with Saddam Hussein, we wouldn't have wasted a lot of lives. And a lot of lives, I'm sorry, whether you like it or you don't like it, we wasted a lot of lives, a lot of our precious resources, men and women in uniform in Iraq. We wasted thousands of lives there, which did not have to be for a number of different reasons. Number one, going in there the way that we did. Number two, while we were there, because Rumsfeld and his ego He's one that should be put up on trial for treason, as far as I'm concerned. It was his decision not to build those MRAPs that would have protected our men and women that were over there. And anybody who looks at that says that we would have lost maybe 10% of the people that we did, because most of all of the soldiers got killed in Humvees with the, you know, being exposed to all of those the landmines and stuff. And the MRAPs protect you from that. You know, there's a simplicity to all of this, Sarah, and that's the thing that's unexplainable. And a lot of people who just don't get it or want to get it, or who believe more in people than they do principle, or they don't want to get angry at George Bush and they don't want to get angry at Rumsfeld. Why? I'm plenty angry at them for the conduct of that waste of our natural resources, our men and women and our talent. There's something to be angry about if you want to be angry. Thank you, Sarah. Here's Carolyn in Huddleston, Virginia. Hi, ma'am.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't believe any of it. I think that Bin Laden died many years ago. He was a sick man a long time ago. I don't really know exactly why they're doing this. I know that the government has lost faith.
Why do you think they're doing it? And when they come out with the pictures and stuff, what are you going to say, that they made those up too? I'm not suggesting that you're wrong. I'm just saying, is now so far we got the three people.
Well, the government has lost faith with the American people.
Our government has very little credibility. You are right about that. The American government has very little credibility with the people who pay the bill and the people who are its citizens. That you are correct about. Now, does this change that? In your mind, no. Right?
No, I think for a lot of people it will. They also want to get everybody to stop thinking about gas prices and the things that are going wrong. And it's their way of transferring that to something else. I think it's really strange the way he was just buried hours later at sea, especially when so many people they know would deny that it was really him. There'd be DNA testing. There'd be a lot of other things that they would do.
Well, one of the things that has been consistent, is the fact that the martyrdom, if he were to be killed and we left him there, then that would have given cause for those who support him to make him a martyr. This way, they can't do that. And that, to a point, that does make some sense. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. We are talking about the celebrations. We're talking about the action in the White House. We're talking about the president addressing the nation and telling us that Osama bin Laden is dead. We're talking about the war on terror. We're talking about your reaction to all of this and how you heard. 800-510-8255. Osama bin Laden is dead. It's 16 before the hour. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over the counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, That is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/getreliefresponsibly. Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
800-510-8255. Taking your calls on the death of Osama bin Laden. Next up is Scott, who's listening on KNUU in Las Vegas. All right, Scott, you have the floor. We're all ears.
Yes, hi. I was in the Navy for 23 years, and I've done a few burials at sea or participated in them. I understand this is totally different than normally when the family it's normally a request by the family. It's an honorary tradition, and then you dump the body, you throw the ashes, and they commit them to the Lord or whatever you say, and then it blows back in your face sometimes, actually. But
yeah.
I just felt the speech was very good when I heard the news. And then a few hours later, I was listening to Coast to Coast, and then on the news break, I heard that the body was buried at sea. It was just... It seemed a little strange to me. The speech was great. I'm a Navy veteran. I'm glad that the chapter is over. But my only comment is we kill them. There's a bullet in the head or however it transpired. Only the people that were there know. And next thing, a couple hours later after this great speech on the radio, he's buried at sea. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I tell you, that was to keep him. They're thinking, at least what they're saying, is that it keeps him from being a martyr. And they can't take the body, and they can't do anything with it. The body's gone, and end of story. And then you can understand how that might work.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a real, like, burial at sea where you
No, they dumped his body. There'd be a lot of pictures. You got to believe they're going to release a lot of pictures of this.
Sure, sure. Right. It was just I wasn't expecting to hear that he was buried at sea, like, a few hours after the president gave the speech. Yeah, it was just a little weird. But
yeah. All right. Thank you. Polly is in Glastonbury, Connecticut. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, I don't believe in this, all the conspiracy theories that they're coming out with and everything else. What I do believe is that Obama's been on the campaign trail the day after he was elected. And what he's doing is he couldn't wait to be able to use something like this. You know, he almost sounds excited because it's
an exciting moment for America to get rid of this guy who was the mastermind of one of the leading in the history of our country, one of the leading negative events in our history. This guy was the mastermind of it. So we're bound to feel good about it one way or another. And I haven't heard anybody say rah, rah, Obama yet. It's 51 past the hour in the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, I'm going to say this and it's going to sound pretty self-serving, but I'm looking around at a lot of radio stations and some of the syndicated shows that are on the air right now. Completely off of this. There's very little of this. I don't want to sound like Barack Obama and that we got him, but I'm looking at some of the websites of the radio stations that don't carry this program, and they're playing some repeat show from last Friday or some other foolishness. Wow. Anyway, the calls continue, 800-510-8255. Many of you are saying the same thing. We have not heard one positive call congratulating. I'm looking at my screen here. Let me see if I can find somebody who thinks that this is good, at least for I didn't hear anybody say it was bad, that he was dead, but nobody's giving Barack Obama credit. Here's Casey in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hi.
Good morning. How are you today? Good
morning. I'm well. And you, sir?
Oh, I feel good that I know the war is far from over. I'm a Republican. I will never vote for President Obama. I do believe him. I believe this is good news because I believe our military, especially our Navy SEALs. I'm thankful that the Navy SEALs were the ones who killed Mr. Bin Laden, because many Navy SEALs have died in the last 7 years, 8 years. Two of them won the Medal of Honor posthumously. 7,000 Americans have died in Iraq and Afghanistan for what he did on 9/11.
Did they die? Meaning, but under the circumstances, would you, if you thought there was a way of rewriting history so that they wouldn't have had to be involved, would you?
Well, our government sent them there because of 9/11.
They sent them there. They really didn't. They wanted you to believe that they sent them there because of 9/11.
I agree. And when you talked about Mr. Cheney and Rumsfeld sending those AMBAC vehicles, most of our National Guard and reservist people that were killed in Iraq were using Vietnam-era equipment.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. There's a way to make this
Vietnam-era.
Right, to make George Bush a hero out of what happened.
I voted for him twice. He developed the war on two fronts. That any politician's biggest nightmare. What was he thinking?
He doesn't think.
Men and women's deaths are not in vain.
That's what my concern is, Casey, that a lot of people who went to serve us did what they were asked to do, answered the call to duty, and did it in a way that that made them, their families proud, and yet, what do we have to show for it? And this all could have been done the same way Bin Laden was taken care of yesterday. Ken is in Roseland, Virginia. Go ahead, sir. You're next up on the Talk Radio Countdown with your thoughts.
Yes, the whole thing is a charade. The last reliable report we had on Bin Laden, that he was in Jordan Hospital taking a kidney renal displacement. I believe he died then, but he's been resurrected at least five times, and the pictures shown on television showing him look younger than a previous picture shown on television. When Robert Mueller was asked, when he was among the top ten on the most wanted list, he says, why don't your formal charges charge him, and Justice Department charge him with a conspiracy against 9-1-1, destruction of buildings? And Mueller said, we don't have enough evidence. So they didn't have evidence, but he was still among most wanted. So, but they need to use him to yank public opinion around whenever it's convenient to draw attention to Bin Laden. And they've done it more than once, several times. And Carolyn from Huddleston, Virginia, is largely correct in what she said.
All right, ma'am. Sir, I'm sorry. Thank you. Nathan in Hayes, Kansas, final word on this. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I had noticed how no one was pointing out that this intel for the couriers that own the compound that Osama was at actually came out of Gitmo. And so one would think that if Obama actually got his way and closed down Gitmo, that this would have never happened.
Interesting, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, sir. So Bill Clinton says in a written statement, I congratulate the president, national security team, members of our armed forces on bringing Osama bin Laden to justice after more than a decade of murderous al-Qaeda attacks. George Bush said, I congratulated the president and the men and women of our military who devoted their lives to this mission. They have our everlasting gratitude. Is that the way it is? Osama bin Laden is dead. The Twitter user who was responsible for the first information is one of the people under scrutiny. Pretty interesting, again, how the world has changed in terms of information and how we communicate it. This program remains the same, and it's all about talk radio. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.